I can barely hear you, but my name is Rashad Jermaine Daniels.
Okay, can you hear me any better now, sir? Sir, can you hear us any better?
It's coming at the same level.
What's with it? Is this any better?
I think I can keep my ear covered on the left side just so I can hear you.
Is this any better? Is that any better?
It's still faint.
Okay. Sir, can you hear me any better? Because sometimes our PA system is a little faint. Can you hear me?
As I hear you.
Is it any stronger?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what did you say? His name is Rashad? Rashad?
Yes, Jermaine Daniels.
Okay. I have him. So, sir, can you hear this? Is this any better for you?
Yeah, it's better from before. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So, sir, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. Just for the record, sir, would you please state your name and your ADC number for us?
Rashad Jermaine Daniels, 217-183.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Conducting your hearing today, sir, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Is to my right and to my left is the Honorable David Hill. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead for your hearing today. Also with us, sir, you should be able to see him on the screen now, is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Which form?
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a form notifying you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
On that form, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. At your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay. So, sir, at this time I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help me God and keep you so affirm.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I do.
All right. So, Mr. Daniels, I see that you are due to be released on June 14th of 2018, which is in about 21 days. So, regardless to what happens in this hearing, you'll probably be released prior to whatever decision we make takes an impact. But I just want to check with you and see if you want to kill your number, or if you want to continue on with your hearing.
I would like to go on with my hearing. Oh, if it's possible for me to have an earlier release, I would love to have that, sir, as possible.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead on with your hearing, sir. The hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In the first phase, the board will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In the second phase, sir, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We have two allegations on your warrant. We're going to start out in phase one. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm questioning? So is there a door that's open behind you or something?
Yeah, and can you give me a second to tell the whoever's in this hallway that is rude to be talking right now?
Yeah, because it's coming in. Over.
Yeah, so 1 second. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
sorry.
All right. So, so you have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is true or false, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I also see that you have a booking number as well as a department report number attached to your warrant. Because those numbers are on there, sir, I'm also giving you a third option that you can plead the fifth. The reason we're giving you the opportunity to plead the fifth is that these recordings, these hearings are being tape recorded, and the attorneys, if you have to go to trial, can subpoena these recordings in as evidence in a trial, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the first violation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your possession of a measuring device on or about April 5th, 2018 in Cochise County, Arizona. So is that true or false, or would you like to take the fifth?
That is true, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation,
you're welcome, sir.
The next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your possession of a green leafy substance on or about April 5th, 2018 in Cochise County. So is that true or false, or you want to take the fifth?
That is true, Mr. Johnson.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, well, based on the admission of Mr. Daniels, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent and he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, agreed. Second by Mr. Neal, agreed by Mr. Quinones. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to go over some information with you, Mr. Daniels. And then we're going to give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board, okay? All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Mr. Daniels was released from ABC custody on 7-5-2017 and arrested on 4-5-2018 by Sierra Vista PD on misdemeanor charges of possession of marijuana in Gilbert Parish, Connecticut. He was returned to ABC custody on 4-10-2018 with a CSED of 6-14-2018, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2012. Commitment C, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. 2012, commitment D, count 1, aggravated assault, 5 years. Prior convictions, 2007, commitment A, count 1, theft, 1 year. 2009, commitment B, count 2, marijuana violation, 2 years, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC custody with a CU IR score of 2-3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. SCG information, for the PSI, he is a member of the Maryville Gangsters of Phoenix. Prior terms of supervision, 2017, TIS release completed 1 month. 2011, TIS release completed 4 months. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2005, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2009, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GD score of G7V8. Status of charges, according to for the Cochise County Sheriff's Office, under his order to pay fines and fees for the charge of misdemeanor possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, these charges have been fulfilled.
Okay. Okay, so I see that when you were released, you were released to stay with your girlfriend, Latrice Cooper, at 515 East 6th Street, number 2 in Castle Grande. Were you still staying with her at the time this incident occurred, sir? Mr. Daniels?
Everything is faint. It's so faint I can barely hear.
Okay, at the time that you were, is this better? I'm trying to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
At the time that you were released, sir, you were approved to reside with your girlfriend, Latrice Cooper, at 515 East Cooper, East 6th Street, in Casa Grande, Arizona. Is that right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Were you still staying with her at the time you were arrested?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
Yes, during my whole period of parole, I've had four jobs and one job that was just like a side job.
Okay, looks like, I see on here, you were working for a temp agency?
Yes, sir, for Allied Forces.
Ameritemps?
Yeah, Ameritemps, and also worked for Allied Forces too.
Okay, so did you have a permanent job? What was the IHC post in LSU?
IHC was a plumbing company, and I worked in Tempe, and we were helping build the new apartments for the students of ASU.
Okay. Well, it looks like you had a couple of jobs that you were working during that period of time. This says on program on July 5th of 2017, you were instructed on task drug testing, and you were placed at the agency's discretion, so that's good. But during the period of supervision, you were responsible for providing oral specimens for testing on July 5th, 2017. You were referred to anger management and substance abuse counseling with Health and Associates. Results are as follows: that on August 17th, you had a negative, and then on November 20th of 17, you were negative. Is that right? And you didn't have any symptoms.
Yes, sir.
So what's going on, Mr. Daniels? It looked like you were doing good until you got caught with this scale of marijuana. What was going on?
Well, I just went down. My last job that I worked was through Allied Forces, and that was a temp agency. And I worked for a PVC piping company. They're called Diamond Plastics. That was the last job I had. We worked 5 days on 1 week, 5 days off the next week. So I tell Latrice Cooper, I tell my girlfriend, hey, I haven't seen my family since I've been out. I'm gonna go visit down there, see her, visit my sister and my brother, and see my brother's newborn kids and all of that stuff. So I tell you, I waited for the week where I had 5 days off, and I was only gonna be down there for 3 days. Upon getting there, I spent the first night with my sister. You know, we sat down, we had a couple of drinks, which I wasn't supposed to be doing, but I hadn't seen my family. That's neither here nor there. I can't make excuses, but I'm just speaking the truth. I went to see my family the next day. This individual came over, and he hasn't seen me in years, and he says, hey, you want to come over to the house? Your brother's going to be there. Yeah, didn't think anything of it. Long story short, he has, I guess, either an outstanding warrant or something where the sheriff's department down here in Cochise County was looking for him for 7 counts of drive-by shooting and 5 different counts of endangering people. Without me knowing, I didn't find out until that night where he was taking me back to my sister's house to just drop me off. And it was only seconds after the fact we pulled out of the parking lot and we were pulled over and we were asked to get out of the car with guns drawn on us. And then later on, 2 days later, I find out the reason why, you know, I'm being arrested and the reason why he's being arrested the way he was. My whole parole, man, I just wanted to prove to myself that I could stop this gangbanging and be with my girlfriend and just cut it out, man. All of this prison stuff was just getting old to me. I got out. I proved to myself that I could work. I stayed out of trouble. Those last 2 months I had left, Jai Wing, my parole officer, he shook my hand. He said, man, you did excellent. He said, you actually shocked me. I didn't think from reading your report that you would make it this far. And I said, man, I'm determined. I don't have time for the crap from my past. Excuse my language. I don't have time for this stuff anymore. Like, that's not life for me. It's not.
So what happened with the marijuana? What happened with the marijuana and the scale?
Say that again.
What happened with the marijuana and the scale?
To be honest, there were 3 people in the car. One was in the back seat. I guess they got me with the scale. I honestly had the marijuana. I had the cigar. But I didn't even know about the scale, but I guess they put that on me, so I took that charge.
Okay. Okay, so you know you weren't supposed to be smoking marijuana though, right?
Yeah, I know I wasn't supposed to be intoxicated, I wasn't supposed to be smoking either. I was in the wrong.
Alright, I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing the board has no additional questions, so we're going to go into come up on a conclusion on your hearing. Is there anything else, Mr. Daniels, you want to say to the board prior to the board going into a discussion, so without repeating yourself?
I don't know, I just feel like I really, all the way up to that point, I tried my best. And I knew I did good by my girlfriend, by me, and by my parole officer. Because if it was anything different, I probably either would have been in here with more time, or my parole officer wouldn't have written that report that he written about me, where I had negative results on my UAs and I stayed out of trouble. I just honestly would like to have that last chance. I mean, I normally have days left until I'm actually released, but why have to sit in here when I have a job lined up for me when I get out of here, and I just want to get back to my little family and my life. That's it.
Mr. Turner, what does this parole officer have to say? Anything in there?
Actually, I looked through here. I don't see anything negative up to that point. There isn't any comments after that. I'm sure that if he was aware that he had been drinking, and then with the new charges, there's the concern with his past history, that he's fallen back into that behavior. But there, other than this issue, there is no negative comments.
All right, so, Mr. Daniels.
Yes, sir.
So what did you learn out of this experience, sir?
What did I learn?
Yes, sir.
I need to keep my past in the past, and I need to move forward. And those that are living positivity, that's where I need to be. And if I continue to dwell in that negative past, this is the only thing that I got for me, either this or the grave. That's what I learned.
All right, sir. The board's going to discuss it. While we're discussing, Mr. Daniels, I'm going to ask you to remain silent. However, stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place among the board. We'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, okay?
Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson.
All right. So, looking at the information and report that we have, appears that Mr. Daniels was doing good. He went to see a visitor, he said, to stay with his friends. And while he was down there, he says he got with his friends and got stopped because one of his friends was wanted for gang banging, and that's it's kind of a problem that we have, that his friend was wanted for gang banging and actually shooting, drive-by shootings, I believe he said he had. He did have two UAs, one was both were negative in August and November. He was doing good because he was on random UA tests. He didn't have exact dates to actually go take the test. But, you know, I think that Mr. Daniels has been extremely honest with us about what his activities were and what he did. He pled guilty to the marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. He received a fine and he completed he received a monetary fine and completed his counseling, what he needed for that, and it appears that he was trying to do right. I think because he's been extremely honest, taking responsibility, and has the fact that he realizes, I hope that he learned from this incident, that he needs to let the past stay in the past and see how quickly things can turn around and change as a result of that. So. I'm amenable to returning Mr. Daniels back to community supervision with the same conditions. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Mr. Quinones.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mr. Johnson. I think Mr. Daniels could use some encouragement. But I will say, as a matter of practicality, I don't know if he'll get out any sooner than 21 days, but I want him to hear the encouragement. And so I'm willing to support you. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Taylor?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
You might get 3 days.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to go ahead and reinstate Mr. Daniels on his community supervision. I'm going to have continued on there with the same conditions, with amended conditions. It's a motion by myself. Well, I did motion, so I want to make a second.
Oh, second.
Okay, second by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Mr. Newell. Amended conditions, the amended conditions being that PO to start revocation process on the first positive diluted miss unsuitable for testing UA. That would be the addition. You'd have the same conditions, okay? So, did you want to add something else?
No, that's the same.
Okay, Mr. Daniels?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to reinstate you on your community supervision. There's hopefully some encouragement that that you've learned from this lesson that you had. You will be released on, scheduled to be released on June 14th. June 14th.
I can't. Someone did open the door, I can't hear you.
Okay, you will be released on June 13, 2018. We don't know, all of you have said that you should be reinstated on your community supervision. It's not going to happen in a couple of days, so we don't know exactly between now and June 14th of 2018. You should be released, so it could be on that date or before that date, okay?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Manager, for taking the paperwork and doing what we have.
So we wish you the best of luck, that you keep the light turned around and stay out of it. You have completed community supervision on two other occasions, sir. So hopefully this time you won't have to do any community supervision because you won't have any negative contact with law enforcement. We want to wish you the best of luck, Mr. Daniels. Thank you for participating in your hearing. The board has reinstated you on your community supervision.
Thank you, Jim. You have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you. Good to see you. I'm here on the line, sir.